This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm with my wonderful husband, Vince. I see him over there. He's smiling.
That was convincing. That little grimace on your face.
It wasn't a grimace. That was a smile, Okay. Damn it.
Yeah.
This is a smile.
Okay.
This is not a grimace.
Sure, okay.
My wonderful. Yeah, that's okay. All right, you got me. That was a grimace. Yeah, wow, my wonderful husband, Vince.
All right, don't make me mute you.
Anyway. Oh, shit.
So I'm envious of everyone who listens who's in a warmer place.
Yes, me too. We're both saying it's like, you know what? I'm really looking forward to spring.
Summer, spring.
Well, spring is nice. I pick spring. I mean, I love the cold weather and the fact that we have our wood stove and it's really cool. We sit by the wood stove.
Hauling wood up the steps.
I'm going to the romantic part. Shush. You're sitting there.
I'm waiting for the romantic part too.
And it's all nice and warm. You can look out.
In our basement. That's romantic.
Come
over here by my rolling tool chest, baby.
Stop it.
Want to go get kinky by the freezer?
Okay, the basement is now back to being a basement. But at one time, we used it as a TV room, and we would sit there by the fire.
More for shooting.
And for shooting, we had the futon down. There were pictures up, so it's more of a...
You don't watch a lot of TV, so there's no real TV room needed.
No, but we were watching TV down there. Because I remember we had the IKEA... Remember those IKEA chairs with the futon with the little ottomans? And that was kind of nice. And you could look outside.
During the summer, it was nice because it maintains like 55 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, it was really nice and cool in the summer. And you could open up the...
Free air conditioning.
You could open up the sliding glass door and leave the screen in. Right, it had his bathroom right there. And it was great for shooting because you had a refrigerator. It was really convenient. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that aspect I like of winter. I like looking outside. I like seeing the snow.
I don't like seeing the snow.
I don't like driving in it. I'm not in love with... I don't mind shoveling it most of the time.
Hey, if the weather is our biggest complaint, we're doing okay.
We're doing okay.
So, anyway, so just if you're in a warmer climate, we're jealous.
We are a little bit envious at right now.
Yeah, so
yeah, my fingertips are frozen.
Yeah,
I don't like getting naked when it's this cold.
Ooh. Again, want to tell everybody, mm-hmm, if you want to reach out to us, questions, comments, topics, whatever... hotwifepodcast@gmail.com.
I'm writing this down.
And again, the podcast is hotwifepodcast.com. And those of you who are starting to switch over a little bit, seeing an uptick,
mm-hmm,
on Podbean, if you follow us on Podbean, please follow us on there too. It doesn't cost you anything. We're not, you know, gathering information, emailing, or believe me, we have enough problems keeping up with regular emails, so
yeah, that's true. And our regular lives, yeah,
we don't do it. We respond if you email us, we will respond to you. So anyway, with that said, if you want to see where Donna is and what she's doing, who she's doing, that's
I'm hotwifedonnalynn.com, and I was editing videos today and posting them today. Yeah. And
so
busy,
yeah, okay, but. Spunk lube.
Oh, gotta use Spunk lube.
That's true. Have to use Spunk lube. If you're using a lubricant, you have to use Spunk lube. Don't even mess with anything else. You know, get the quality stuff. It's non-sticky.
Right.
And everything else. We recommend it. Go to their website. Buy it. When you get to the checkout, punch in Hot Wife, all one word, and get a 10% discount on your order.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Good stuff. You won't be disappointed.
I really like
people
it.
People who we have given off some free samples to have all come back and said they'd love the product. So, you know, tell you what, no contest here. If you have not received first five people who we have not sent stuff to already, sent, you know, the first five people, emails at Hot Wife Podcast, and just in the subject, put down, I want Spunk Lube.
Oh, there
you
go.
And then in the body of the email, give us your name and address so we can have it shipped to you. Again, that's if you have not gotten some from us already. We want some new people. So, yeah, and it has to be inside the United States.
That's a good one.
So it's the other thing.
You may need to reach out to Jeff. I think we had one more from the box he gave us, so we'll need to get more.
Okay. Well, just we're not shipping it out. Jeff's going to ship it to him.
Oh, Jeff's going to ship it to him. Okay, sorry about that. Just ignore me. Yeah, I'm just.
I do. So
it's kind of obvious.
What?
Exactly.
When did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
See, this is love. This is really love.
Welcome to the Hot Husband Podcast.
It's a shame you deleted that intro. That was really awesome. You really got me that one time. You started and it's like, all of a sudden the music changed. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck's going on here? What's he doing? And then it's like, hot. You've listened to the rest. Now listen to the best, the Hot Husband Podcast. I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here. You're such an idiot.
Don't be a hater.
That's what it is.
So
I'm hating.
With the whole hot subject is the topic.
Yeah.
That is going to be what we're talking about is people have questioned the hot wifing aspect, like, Can a couple really love each other if they practice the hot wifing thing?
Oh, obviously, from what you just said, obviously, no.
No.
From what you just said, is like, obviously, you know, no, guy, you do guy, not love me now.
Some
even
guy
a little
plays
bit.
With her. It's like, dude, you touch her less. She's yours. He's like, yeah. No, she's yours. No, she's yours.
And they go back and
here's
forth.
Here's $10. No, here's $20. No, here's $10.
You made a lot of money just, you know, but somehow I'm
and
still
I
with
keep
you.
Coming back to me. It's like, I know. God damn it's it. Like, I can't get rid of
it's like it's like I guess he outsold you or you
he had more cash in his pocket than I had.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, I'm stuck with the bitch.
Damn it.
That's not the way auctions are supposed to go.
Makes you feel sexy, doesn't it?
I'm like wet. I'm getting a little moist down
you
there.
You got $30 for me to take me back.
Take me back.
All I had was $20. That guy had 30. No, but the topic is people have questioned when you practice the, well, even swinging.
Right.
It's not just hot wifing. It's right. Swinging. if you can let your significant other, we'll put it that way, with somebody else. Is there really love there? Do you really love that person or are you just like kind of coexisting and like?
No, there's absolutely love there.
Okay.
Absolutely love there. There is one thing I know you have said and we have said it on here a million times and you agree with me that is something very erotic, watching your partner having pleasure, giving pleasure and receiving pleasure from other people. It's kind of like when people... Women, not men. Women have come up to me and they were like, oh,
better
you are
not be any men.
So lucky, Donna. You are so lucky. It makes me feel good. I feel like, yep, that he's all mine. Strutting around, yep.
Unless you really want him.
Yeah.
And I'll pack him up and send him over.
That and $1.50, he's all yours.
Give me a $5 gift card at Wawa.
And he's all yours. But no.
Buy me a tank of gas and he can be yours.
Well, it does. It makes me feel good that, you know, these women are like, oh, Donna, oh, thank you. Thank you. It's like, okay. It's cool, though. It's cool, you know.
Well, I think there's many aspects to the sharing aspect of the relationship.
Right.
And I'm going to assume it goes both ways. The aspect of, like, one, it makes the person being shared feel special that these other people are enamored, attracted.
Desire them.
Yeah.
It's desirable. You know, yeah, that's very important.
You know, it And okay, and I'll speak as, okay, when I see guys that I know I can tell are enamored with you,
mm-hmm.
I obviously know they're naive. But
yeah, it's like, dude, let me clue you in. She's not all that. You're done. Walk away now.
Wait till you're sober, okay?
Wait till you're sober.
You need to go to a support group. It's all way too much.
I feel so special.
But no, the aspect of, you know, when these guys, I could see it, you know, it strokes your tail feathers, sure. as it should.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes me feel good because you see or experiencing, I can sit there and tell you how sexy I think you are and all that other bullshit. And
I'm glad I'm wearing my boots. That's all I can say. Yeah. Shit's getting deep in here.
I wish you wore boots once in a while. I'm tired of you fucking you with sneakers on.
Come on. They're very sexy.
Yeah, okay. The blinking lights on them, the Dora the Explorer sneakers, the blinking lights are just not as erotic as they were at first.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
He's making fun of my small feet, in case you didn't get that. The small feet. I can literally go into...
Remember, she's 4'11".
Yeah, so. I literally have gone into children's departments and put on the blinking sneakers just to amuse my husband and his daughters.
But her high heels have it too. That's amazing.
Well, they're also small. So,
anyway, you know, when you, you know, these guys, it makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
The same is like, you know, we go to the parties, whatever, and the women come up to me and like, oh, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's
makes,
cool.
Yeah, it strokes my tail feathers, you know. And then afterwards, you know, and we've talked about this to some degree, when we get together after all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, you feel good. You share about, you know, it's like, oh my God, it was so much fun or wasn't sure. fun or
whatever it was.
You know, it's, unless people have experienced it, and again, people in the lifestyle, I'm pretty sure have that, knowing your mate had fun improves your own relationship.
I agree. I think people that are in the lifestyle also have a different mindset than vanilla people. And there's a little saying, you know, sharing is caring. But it is kind of true. It's like because we have a trust, and there is that we don't have any secrets from each other. We don't need to. You know, we don't, in fact, it would be ridiculous to have secrets. It would be more fun to share them. Mm-hmm. But because we have that openness that we can allow the other one to go out.
That's actually an interesting aspect.
What's that?
I hadn't thought about before. It's like a subtopic inside of a topic.
What's that?
The aspect of, okay, if you're cheating on your significant other, you don't tell them.
Right.
Okay. But one of the cool things about being in a swinger life is that we can tell each other.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it eating up, and again, I think the tendency is in a relationship, if you have a secret, you almost want to tell your partner, but you know you can't because it'll upset them.
Right.
But we're in this fooling around case.
Right.
But in a swinging relationship, it's like, yeah, let's go back to when I was doing photography.
Right.
You know, I could come home.
Yeah.
And sit there and go, oh, wow, this girl came by the studio today and did this great shoot with her. And then, you know, she was so turned on by the shots that her and I, you know, started messing around and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, where a large percentage of people can't do that.
Ooh, that's a big no-no.
Yeah.
And then for us, it's just like, as long as you're honest. I mean, those were our little rules.
Sure.
And as long as we're honest, it's like, it's fine. It's good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all good. You know, it's like... I just think that because of that trust level, I think the whole vanilla population is missing a big chunk of the pie of the circle of relationships. You know, there's a big mm-hmm. chunk in there that they're missing because they don't have that, whatever that is, mm-hmm. that makes swinging, how can I say this? It makes sense.
What you want to boil down to is too many people want to tie love into sex.
That's true. That's okay? true.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
But they are different.
Okay. There's sex and there's love. There's two different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can be in love with you not just because of sex, which I'm not.
Absolutely. I'm a dead fuck. Let me tell you, I just lay there.
Dead. I could at least get you to move a little.
it's rigor mortis is setting. What do you want?
Pretty much, in a freezer.
So, hey, if you're into necrophilia, then you know that's but anyway, okay. Don't get
that. You know, I mean, love is in a relationship is measured far more by stuff outside the bedroom than it is in the bedroom.
I agree. And love is, they keep talking about physical love. Well, we're going beyond that. There's a lot more beyond than just, quote, physical love or sex. Mm-hmm. A lot more. And the fact that we've embraced each other's development and your amount of happiness and how much joy you can get out of life, whether I produce it or we have it together or whether you find that with somebody else, that's all good as long as I see you enjoying yourself.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What do you think of this question?
Okay.
So people want to define, some people want to define love, like I said, that one of the major aspects is, okay, you only have sex with your partner. Okay, and that's a element of fun.
Right.
So therefore, if you go out with another couple who is vanilla,
right,
you go out to dinner and have drinks and just hang out and just had a fun time, how do you measure that?
I guess that's still an element of fun, but not as much fun as sex, I guess.
Okay, but if you guys had a good time and everything else out at a club and you even dance dinner with each other's partners and stuff like that, is that wrong? Is that almost a version, a very, very light version of swinging?
Possibly. Depends on how the...
Because you're dancing with someone. There can be arousal.
Oh, there can be arousal.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, to sit there and say, well, you fucked him so you don't love me. Well, that's not necessarily the case.
Mm-mm, not at all.
You know, it's like, no, I love you because of the way you treat me every day. I love you because, you know, we had kids together. I love you because I enjoy spending time with you.
Right, right.
Sex is such a small factor in that time.
Exactly.
You know, unless you're fucking every moment you guys are together.
I don't.
You don't even sleep. You just fuck. So yeah. You get home from work and, you know, it's like, come on. You know, no dinner, let's fuck, you know. You got it. I mean, there's so much more, I think, that defines love.
Sure.
And this is my opinion, and I welcome to hear other people's opinion. Email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Don't need to be nasty. Just tell me your opinion. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I'm telling you my opinion.
Well, this is just our experience and how things mm-hmm. work for us in the confines of our structure and our rules and how things work for us. And it's going to be different for everybody. You know, everybody, because all people are different. And what works, you and I have very similar interests. We have very mm-hmm. similar likes and dislikes. And so it's really easy for us to
like one of the things we share in common, you like to see me getting pleasure. And I like to see me getting pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what I was getting to. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I wanted to state the obvious. So
yeah, but I mean, everybody's going to be a little bit different. There is, I guess when you first start swinging, there is that element of, it feels weird. There's that little jealousy, maybe, because you don't
insecurity.
Know. Insecurity, that's a good word.
It's really all jealousy is insecurity.
Yeah, insecurity.
You think that maybe the other person will leave you now because they had fun. Well, they're going to have fun, whether it's good sex or bad sex,
right?
For the simple fact it's something different.
It's not with you.
Well, it's something different. Doesn't mean it was better.
No,
it doesn't mean it was worse. Just means it was different.
It's different. It's different.
There's a taboo-ness to it.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
You know, there's a newness to it. There's a lot of elements there.
Right.
You know? You know, again, I think, like, when we play with others, it heightens our excitement to go back and play with each other more.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, that works for us. I can't say it's going to work for everybody.
Well, I think that the fact that you let me play with others means you love me not less, but more. That you are willing to...
Well, it shows how much I love you because I'm secure.
Exactly. You know, exactly. That's one
I'm
thing.
I'm aware you're not in love with these other people, to my knowledge.
No. Although they're
I'm
fun.
Not convinced you're in love with me, but that's another
well,
story.
That's a whole other
That's a different
story.
Show.
We're going to... yeah, we're going to counseling for that one. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, they're fun. They're fun to be with. They might even be nice people that you want to hang out with socially, too. Mm-hmm. But like being in love the way I'm in love with you, no. No, it's not going to happen. But they're fun to be with.
Yeah, I haven't seen you put a pillow over any of these guys' head when they're trying to play there.
See? Because I love you more. Yeah. You get the pillow treatment.
I'm not sure what the Drano bottle is you keep pouring into my drinks, but...
No, it's not Drano. It's supposed to be...
bleach? Or
No. What's that stuff you put in your car?
Antifreeze.
Okay. Yeah,
see? But the other guys, you just give them regular drink.
Yeah, well, it's because I love you more.
See you crushing glass and put it into anyone else's food.
Because I go the extra mile for you, dear. The extra mile.
You can't have enough glass in your diet.
There you go. Oh, that's awful. Oh, my God.
That's how a woman killed her husband.
Yes, I know.
Putting crushed glass.
Yeah, he ended up bleeding internally. Yeah. Stop reading these things. You're making me paranoid. Maybe I'm making you paranoid.
You didn't eat all your dinner.
I kept picking out shards of glass. You got to crush them up smaller. Oh, my God.
But anyway, so it's... Wow, that was a high-pitched whirl thing. Where did that come from?
I don't... Maybe you're... Sorry about that. Changing?
Finally, a puberty. You hit puberty. 57 at puberty. Yeah. Wow. My pubic hair will start growing in now. Hope not.
Let's not go there. I don't want to think about that. That's so wrong.
But, I think so. So if you're one of the people that questions, the original topic was about hot wifing.
Or swinging.
Swinging in general, yeah. But, no, I think by allowing your partner to play with others, it almost shows a greater love.
Didn't I not just say that?
No.
Yes, I did.
You were talking about glass a minute
ago. Before that.
Is that what you just said?
I did say that. Vince, you love them more if you let them swing.
Both you get to swing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
It doesn't have to be one-sided. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it sound like it was one-sided. But, yeah. And you know what? The thing is that a lot of people do become insecure because they're like, oh, if I let her swing, she's going to find somebody else, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's going to leave me. Then, you know what?
There's such luck.
Yeah.
You look pretty sexy over there.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Your sweatjacket.
Full of shit.
Sneakers.
You're so full of shit. Don't go with the sneakers again. But, yeah, I mean... They're not going to leave you unless there's already something wrong with your relationship.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if somebody leaves you because swinging or not swinging, it doesn't matter. Take that off the table. They're going to leave you if they're not happy. And that's the bottom line. Are they happy? Are they getting everything they need in this relationship? Whatever that may be, sexual, you know, social, whatever.
Yeah.
So if they're not happy, that's it. But... You know, forcing someone not to swing or saying they can't or forbidding them, boy, you just open up a whole other can of worms. I know I had boyfriends that were very controlling, and as soon as they said, I forbid you to or you will not do, guess what I did? I did exactly what they didn't want me to do.
I forbid you from bringing home more women to have sex with me.
Ah, okay, then I'm going to go out there and find all the women I can.
No, don't do that.
Reverse psychology. Yeah, no. Like I would be opposed to that. More women.
Especially don't bring home two more at a time. That'd be horrible. One of them being Asian
and bisexual.
Bisexual
for me.
That'd be horrible. Don't do that ever. I'll be very upset.
You'll be very upset.
I'll do it, but I'll be upset about it. I'll go through with the motions of it all, but I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it to prove a point that you shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
17 more times.
So you'd be doing under duress?
Under her dress? Yes. I'll be doing her under her dress.
I'm sure you'd do that under her dress. Oh, why do I bother even talking to you?
I ask myself that every day. Why does she talk to me?
But, I mean, yeah, the more you try to control the other person to do what you want on so many aspects, the less control you're going to have. So, in essence, you're just, like, letting the, you know, letting things go. Like, okay, I have no control, and where things go is where they go. And guess what? I'm right here. You're right here. All things are good. I know you don't want me to be here, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah. No.
He doesn't really love me.
Shut up. How much I write it to you, you're finally getting it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No. It's. I almost think we need to explain ourselves to some degree here.
Oh, do we?
A step back. For those of you who've listened for a long time, I think you get the idea that Don and I are very much in love, and we were best friends before we were anything.
Long
and we've always had this little banter, picking on each other, kiddingly way.
Right.
And what you hear on the podcast is exactly how we are in real life.
That's the problem.
This is nothing. I think some people might not get it, but just so we have some new listeners and a bunch of old listeners. Thank you for everybody. But just in case you're wondering, this is just how we are. I mean, people who we know who listen to the podcast that know us on a regular basis, there's like, when I listen to the podcast, it's like I'm sitting there with you guys all the time. It's like, yeah, it's just how we are. So
yeah, explaining the banter, I flashed back to I was in corporate America, and we were talking on the phone, and I was in the office, and I remember I said, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. And I hear like snickering, like very, very like nervous tittering behind me. And there are all my coworkers, like in a half a circle, like looking at me with like wide eyes saying, "What did you just say to your husband?" I was like, "Oh, I have to explain this, don't I?" And so now it's like, you know, I'll kill you in your sleep is actually it's a term of endearment, folks. Okay.
Yeah. Just,
we just have a weird way of showing how much we love each other. You're going to beat the shit out of you. I love you so much. I'm going to fuck you up, bitch.
Just point of reference. I mean, we, not only pick on each other, we pick on ourselves. I'm very guilty of picking on myself. Because I can't pick on somebody else if I can't pick on myself.
Exactly.
It's all done in jest. you know, so it's dawned on me before, but
okay.
Just want a quick point of reference is we're just having fun. Show you where our relationship is at. We are best friends before we're anything else. Until I have $50, we're not lovers. But it's and that's a 10-minute. That's all I got, $50. So if you hear us making snide jokes and stuff like that, that's just kind of how we are. So you're either going to accept it or not. And if you don't accept it, that's fine. And sorry, but that's what we do.
That's what we do.
But because we hang out with some people, like the people who host the parties we go to, the house parties, they're very, very sweet people. They are very, I don't want to say this. I guess I can't say straight-laced because they're not.
They're not.
But, yeah, they don't have
the banter that we have.
The banter, the spectrum is a better word, of humor that we have.
Maybe our humor is just a little bit off
fucked
kilter.
Up. Yeah.
No, off kilter. Just a little. Yeah, no, not fucked up, but just a little off. But that's fine. I mean,
anyway, so
it makes us happy. So
when we sit there and pick on each other, they just sit there and kind of look at each other like, "Oh my God, what's going on with these two?" But they don't understand. That's who we are, what we do. If we're not picking on each other, then we're like, "Oh my God.
He's mad at me."
Yes. She's mad at me. What'd I do?
You know? Like, I just flashed back. I have to say this. The water bottle incident. I have to preface.
There's two of those.
There's two of those. I'll do the one that we were on the boardwalk. I had done a 3D rendering, and that got posted into a wedding magazine because I'd made the building that they're going to use all these weddings in. So it was in this wedding magazine. I was all proud of it. I thought it was like really hot shit. And you had said something smart. And I said, well, my rendering made it into a wedding magazine. And he had a water bottle. How did you do that? I wasn't paying attention.
What's that?
What did you do with the water bottle?
I was carrying it in my right hand. Hannah, we were walking on my left hand side, and all I did is I brought it out in front of me, tilted it towards you, and squeezed it. And it had the sipping
nozzle,
kind of
nozzle in the front,
and the stream of water perfectly.
Oh my god!
Perfectly shot through the air, the stream of water, and just hit her square in the face without even trying. I mean, I didn't like pick it up and put it at her face.
No, I held it at my side. It was real casual. Like, I didn't even know what was happening until I got splattered in the face. But we were with another couple. We're a lot more straight laced than we are, and they turned around and looked wide eyed, like, "Oh no, what is she going to do? She's going to be really pissed." Well, I just thought it was the funniest fucking thing. I busted out laughing because you had just, it was like so perfect. I made this snide, smart-ass remark, and you just rebutted me with squirt. Yeah, right in the face, bitch. There you go. Right, got you right in the fucking face. It was like so perfect. Like, we couldn't reproduce that. We tried. It was just so fucking funny. And then we were driving on that expressway.
Yep.
We happened to be like driving next to each other. I don't know where we're going.
We were stopped at a traffic light. You pulled up next to me.
Yeah, and I said something smart to you. I had my window. Was it down?
Yeah, had to be.
Because, again, with the water bottle.
No. I squeezed it from my driver's side, went through my passenger side, went across the middle of the road, and hit her square in the head
right in my car. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you might not have got me square in my face, but you got me pretty close. That's for damn sure. And I don't know what started that. All I know is, like, there's another water bottle incident. So no more water bottles for my husband. Thank you. No more.
They don't make bourbon and squirt bottles.
Squirt bottles? If they did, we'd be in trouble. Well, you wouldn't squirt them.
No, I'd be drinking it.
You'd be drinking it too much. Right. But, see, that's the kind of relationship we have, though. I mean, how many people can squirt their wife in the face with a water bottle?
A water bottle?
And live to talk about it.
We know plenty of guys that squirt their wife in the face, but it wasn't with
not with a water bottle. That's all different. Again, but, you know, translate that into sex, though. If you can't squirt your wife in the face with a water bottle, what makes you think you're going to let a guy squirt his jizz all over her face? Same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's all, for me, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
She just likes being splattered in the face.
I do. It's all good. Wow. What?
No, I'm just, can't do it.
Nope. Hey, everybody has their thing. Mm-hmm. You have to know what
I'll take a good woman squirt in my face.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. That's always interesting.
Yep.
It's a little more prep work for squirters, but you know what? There's nothing like that sweet juice, I tell you what. So,
yeah, okay.
But it's so, to answer the whole thing and wrap this up, swingers actually love their mates more because they let them swing to sum it up
basically, you have to, you don't have to. If you let your mate play with somebody else and you enjoy it,
right,
take pride in it,
right,
it almost basically says that you have a very deep love for them.
There you go. So you just answered the whole thing.
I mean, I could have said that and we could have wrapped the show up.
Yeah, wrapped the show up.
Like a 30-second podcast?
Yeah, we could have done that. We'd have to go through all this rigmarole. All right. But no, I'm glad we did, though, because it is a very cool, very enlightening way to be, I guess. You know, I don't feel like I have to jump through hoops for you. I don't have to become a different person for you. I don't have to watch how I talk with you. I don't have to, which is nice. I mean, it's very liberating, to put it that way. I mean, there's so many people. You even said in your last relationship, you had to watch what you had to say.
Oh, Jesus,
yeah, exactly.
And I've been with sexual desire right there.
Sorry. Well, I had the same thing with old boyfriends. I had to be careful what I said, how I said them. Yeah. You know, because, you know, I couldn't talk about fantasies, could not talk about, I got belittled and berated by an old boyfriend because I had a bisexual fantasy. Oh my God. It was awful. Mm. I don't want your lesbian ways, blah, blah, blah. Oh, but 3 years later, guess what? Mr. I'm uptight, don't want your lesbian ways, decided to have a threesome with another girl and me. It's like, dude, what the fuck? You badgered me 2 years ago, making me feel like I was lower than the snail shit, and now you want to be part of a threesome? But I guess you saw the light, so I can't be that mad at him. But yeah, it's shit like that. Like, I don't have to go through all that bullshit that other couples have to go through.
Yeah.
It's just liberating, and I like it.
So I just got a text message from the guy I'm doing we're having that chili contest.
Oh, yeah, our neighbor.
So I told him, make sure you spell my name right on the trophy.
Of course.
So he's like, it's a BYOB event. And he right. says, bring your Blantons. Oh, yeah, I'm bringing my Blantons to your chili cook-off. Really?
No, I don't think so. It's like, yeah. The Blantons is not cheap. No. What do we look like? We're made of money? Come on. Yeah.
Well, he says, I have some new ones I've taken a shine to. So he's got some new bourbons.
Right.
Yeah, they're probably $30 a bottle, not $130
exactly.
I better win if I take it. So anyway. Yeah, so anyway. Just something to think about.
Yep.
Hopefully it helps somebody.
Hopefully.
I don't know. So we have a bunch of other topics coming up that should be interesting.
Cool.
So we'll see. And again, I want to thank everyone for listening. Again, go to hotwavepodcast.com. Take a listen. Follow us on Podbean. You know, it doesn't cost you anything there to follow us. You know, and you can leave comments and, you know, whatever. Email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. See what Donna's doing.
At hotwifedonnalynn.com, and I'm always posting stuff, so check it out.
Again, until next time, I want to say thank you, and we will talk to you soon. Be safe.
Have a great night.